all my friends, all the guys in the corner were all drafted. So the draft to me was the worst thing that could happen to you. I decided I wasn't going to be drafted. You know, I used to read 4 or 5 newspapers a day. That's how you lived in New York. There was 7, 8 newspapers. There were the Times, the News, the Tribune, something else, the Sun. There was no Village Voice yet. It hadn't started. It started after war. But everybody used the subway, and there was nothing you could do in the subway except look across the aisle at another person or stand up and hold a strap and smell somebody else's breath. You found that life on the subway livable if you had a newspaper in front of you. Yeah. And so everybody read a newspaper. I wasn't going to draft it. In reading the newspaper, I found that the ski troopers were looking for troops like crazy. They were part of the army in Colorado. They put together a group of elite soldiers who fought like they thought they were going to go through the mountains in Switzerland, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They need people who knew how to ski, but also were athletes. I didn't know how to ski. The guys in the office, we had 4-foot rulers made out of steel. They would strap them to my feet and show me how I could turn, you know. I was all set to go. And then I got a card from the government that said I wasn't accepted because I had never won a letter in high school. And that was the criteria to start with, was that you had to have won a letter in some sort of sport. The high school had about 3,000 students. We had a football team, and our front line averaged 212 pounds. I weighed 98 pounds. And I was a little guy. I had my heart set on going there, and I was refused.